From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. It was the second day of the Russia-ordered brief humanitarian pause in rebel-held Damascus suburbs, but no civilians used the quarter manned by Syrian and Russian forces to leave the enclave. Government forces, meanwhile, tried to push their way into the area, setting off ground battles. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed a big group was able to leave, but a second group couldn't because the militants did not give them the opportunity to do so. Russia has ordered the five-hour daily humanitarian pause to allow civilians to exit the region that began on Tuesday, but no humanitarian aid has gone in and no civilians have left. Residents say that they do not trust the truce. Four UN peacekeepers were killed and four others seriously wounded on Wednesday when the vehicle they were in hit a mine in central Mali, the West African nation's UN mission reported. The troops were driving on a road linking two cities in the Mopti region, where six Malian soldiers were killed in a similar accident a day earlier. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has pled not guilty to a new set of charges that were filed against him last week by special counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller has been probing Russian interference in the U.S. 2016 presidential election. The new charges allege that Manafort, with former business partner and Trump campaign aide Rick Gates's help, laundered more than $30 million through hidden offshore accounts and used his hidden overseas wealth to enjoy a lavish lifestyle in the U.S. without paying taxes on that income. A trial date has been set for September 17th. This is VOA News.